Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Welcome back to another study in the Word of God. We are looking at Colossians 3:10 and working our way through it, line by line, verse by word by word, as we are trying to get another perspective on this question of spiritual renewal or personal revival or rededication or various terms that it sometimes goes by. But we really need to think about it more biblically, and that's what we are endeavoring to do as we are looking at the Word of God. The text in question is Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. This is talking about the Christian's decisions, putting on the new man, and it is talking about the Christian's direction, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And we learned on the broadcast yesterday that our spiritual direction is energized by spiritual renewal. It is God who is working within us. But it is a direction supported by a spiritual process. We are being renewed. We are ever being renewed. We're talking about a lifelong process of becoming more and more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every day that we live. And unfortunately, we don't always make forward progress every day, though we can and should. But we don't always, because sometimes we get careless, we get backslidden, we get out of sorts spiritually, and we have to be called back. And that's why we're talking about the process of spiritual renewal and how this takes place. And it's very, very practical and very important. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, October 19, and thank you for remembering that we depend upon the gifts of our radio listeners to continue this ministry on this station. All right, this direction of increased spiritual vitality is energized by the work of God within us. We must understand that and depend upon that. It is a process, not an instantaneous change. It's a lifelong process, like a child that grows gradually into an adult. And he doesn't become more human as he or she grows into adulthood, but he or she becomes more mature. And that's the way it is with a Christian. A Christian doesn't become more of a Christian, more of a child of God and in the process of time, but a Christian becomes more mature, more Christ-like. And that's what we are working at. And so this is the direction that we're going in, but this direction is described in two phrases. And the first one has to do with knowledge. Who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Knowledge. What are we talking about? There are a couple of Greek words, really more than a couple, for knowledge in our Bible. And this is probably the most common one, or at least it is close to the most common one, because it is the Greek word gnosis. That's the word for knowledge. But here it is epignosis, And that is very common as well. And I really don't know offhand, I didn't bring this information to the radio microphone today to know which of those two forms is most often used in the New Testament. But I can tell you from my own study that both of them are used very frequently. But this one is epignosis. It has the prefix in front of it, which has the idea of full knowledge. So the goal is increased knowledge of God, and what we're striving for is a full knowledge of God. Or some Bible scholars think that the primary idea here is a true knowledge of God, but I tend to think in the context that it really has more to do with the former one, a full knowledge of God, or we might say a fuller knowledge of God. Again, when we are born again, we know God. In fact, in John 17, that is actually given as a definition of eternal life, to know God. If you are saved, you know God. You have eternal life because you know God. And before you were saved, you didn't know Him. And we sometimes talk about salvation in those very terms, in coming to know God, coming to truly know Him, coming to know Him in a personal way. We sometimes talk about receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, language which is not found in the Bible. But there are some concepts in the Bible that point us in that direction. I don't prefer to use that language because I don't find it in the Bible, so I don't talk about people trusting in Christ as their personal Savior. I remember listening to a missionary who gave a presentation at our church one time, and he used that phrase so often that I actually started counting after he probably used it 10 or 12 times, and before he was done, he had used that phrase, personal Savior, over 50 times. It didn't seem like he could talk about believing in Christ without using that particular phrase, trusting in Christ or believing in Christ as your personal Savior. And he kind of wore out the phrase for me, and maybe that's one reason why I've just stopped using it altogether. It's not even in the Bible. Surely it is overused by some people in our day. But when we're talking about the knowledge of God, we do understand, don't we, that there is a knowledge of God that falls short of personal knowledge, and then there's a knowledge of God that involves personal knowledge, and that's the difference between life and death. That's the difference between saved and unsaved. That's the difference between having been born again and not having been born again. We can know some things about God without being saved, but when we are given life by the Spirit of God, when new life is created, when we have been born again, a big part of what that involves is coming to know God, but we certainly don't know Him fully when we're first saved. In fact, we don't know Him fully when we come to the end of our life, but hopefully we know Him a whole lot more than we did at the beginning. We must. If we don't, we haven't grown at all. We're talking about this process of spiritual renewal, and it involves an increasing knowledge of God, the full knowledge of God. We are renewed in knowledge, or unto knowledge, or foreknowledge is how this word can be translated, an ever-increasing knowledge of God, who God is. We do know Him, but we can learn so much more about Him. What God is like. We increase in our knowledge, our understanding of that. How God thinks and acts. We can learn a great deal about that from the pages of Scripture. What God's will is. We certainly can never learn everything about the will of God, but we can learn a whole lot more about God's will as we grow in knowledge than we know about His will when we are first saved. This is all knowledge about God that the human race lost in the fall. Adam in the garden, before he sinned, had a very full knowledge of God. I wouldn't say that he had a total knowledge of the fullness of God. I don't think that was the case. I don't think that is possible. God being infinite, I don't know that we will ever, even in heaven, even after 10,000 years or 10 million years, we've no less days to sing his praise than when we first begun. But I don't know that we'll come to the end of the full knowledge of God. I think that's part of what we're going to do in heaven, is continue to know more and more and more about God, to, as it were, just dive into the depths of this infinite being. And yet, because he is God, because he is infinite, we probably will never come to the end of that. But this is a major component in progressive sanctification. The way that we grow in grace and knowledge, the way that we grow in spiritual maturity, the way we grow in spiritual vitality is by growing in our knowledge of God. And the better we know him, the more we love him and trust him. And we grow by the transformation of our minds. Remember what Paul said in Romans 12:2? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're talking here in Colossians 3:10 about the new man being renewed in knowledge. The renewing of your mind sounds like very much the same, doesn't it? Being renewed in knowledge, being renewed in your mind, that is, in your thought processes. We have to realize that as fallen sinners, our minds are very corrupted and do not think true thoughts. We think many, many false thoughts. I was reading the other day in one of my commentaries, and I came across the quotation by somebody who said that there are more idols in the minds of men than there is truth. This is talking about idolatry in the intellectual sense, harboring false notions about God, harboring wrong thoughts about Jesus Christ, and so forth. And that's exactly what we're talking about here in this text. Coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is coming into a true knowledge of the true and living God, but it is also coming into the ability to grow and increase in our knowledge of the true and living God. In other words, when we're first saved, what we know about God is true as far as it goes. But we have to have some truth in order to believe unto salvation. But that doesn't mean that true knowledge doesn't also have some mixture of erroneous thoughts about God. We have enough true knowledge to believe the gospel and to trust in him. We certainly do, and we thank God for that. And that knowledge is in the true God. So we're not trusting in a false God. We can't believe savingly in a false God. We have to believe in the true God. But we spend a lifetime working out of our mind those thoughts about God that are wrong, the concepts about God that are wrong, the ideas about God that are wrong. And constantly, by the renewing of our mind, through the growing knowledge of Scripture, we come to a growing knowledge of God, and that is the essence of spiritual growth and renewal. What a wonderful insight. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.